I love 1 John because when John, he wrote this before he wrote the Gospel and Revelation, way before. And that's what they were battling, you know. And so he comes in with this pretty much black and white word to them. And said, this is how you know, over and over again. If you want to know, this is how you know that you're born again. This is how you know that you have eternal life. This is how you know. This is how you know. This ain't all through the whole thing. Okay, but the another thing that's really cool I see in there in here is he uses over and over again the appearing of Christ, the manifestation of Jesus. You know, not the second coming, but in our very lives, that we're always having a manifestation or a realization of Jesus. And the word means something that's made clear and plain to us, that can be grasped, not something that's just, you know, where we can't grasp it, but a real Jesus who is constantly desiring in our lives to make himself real to you, right? And there is the real Jesus. And that's the reason all through there he'll use the word as the Antichrist, you know? Someone was talking about ISIS being a spirit of religion. Well, actually, ISIS is Antichrist, right? I believe what Revelation talks about is, when it talks about the Antichrist, is Islam. Because they are Antichrist, right? And not so much the Catholic Church is what we always heard, because they're not really Antichrist. The Antichrist is Antichrist, right? And that spirit of Antichrist is there. Anyway, I'm getting way off track here. But go read 1 John. It's such a good book, right? So full of life, so full of the grace of God, so full of the love of God. One of the manifestations of that. So I'll read a few verses here that are really good. Now, little children, abide in him. Remain, abide in him. So that when he appears, you may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. Where that word shouldn't be at his coming. It literally says in his presence. You know, in other words, in his presence, when he appears, in his presence, right? It creates a real confidence as you're abiding in him. That you don't shrink away from him in shame, right? But if you're abiding in him, that's the word. If you're abiding in him, and as he appears to you, you know, you'll have this joy of confidence like, whoa, man, what a great revelation from the Lord. And we won't shrink away always thinking that he's appearing in order to judge us. Right? He's appearing to give us life. Right? But I love that. Little children, abide in him. Because when he appears, in other words, a promise of, if you're abiding in Christ and you're trusting in him and you're remaining of him, you will have appearings. There'll be times when Jesus just becomes so real to you. It's as real as that pew you're sitting on that you can grab, right? Beloved, and here's another one. Now, we are children of God, and it has not appeared as what we shall be yet fully. We know that when he appears, that word there again. Again, this is not the second coming. This is when he appears to us and makes himself real to us. We'll become like him. Okay, isn't that a great promise? When he appears, we become like me trying to be Christ-like. You can't do it. The only way to become like him is to be with him. And as he's appearing to you, you'll become like him. Because it says you shall see him as he is. I love that. Because we'll see him just as he is. And everyone who has this hope on him, or on this fact, purifies himself just as he is pure. And that word purifying yourself is a word put to death your flesh. And it reminded me of this scripture. It's a familiar scripture to all of us. I turned right to it. We're always carrying about in our body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifest. And that word, it actually means appear. May appear to us in our body. May be apparent. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh, or that word is actually the same word I've been reading you in 1 John, appear in you, in your flesh. Right? So, his appearings come like today. Let me read this one too, then I'll tell you. By this, the love of God was manifested or made real, appeared in us. That God has sent his only Son into the world so that we might learn to live through him. That we should be living in union through him. Okay? So today, yesterday I was going to try to get prepared for the three classes I have to teach, but my neck was killing me. I mean, I just couldn't look down. I mean, I literally couldn't do this. So I was trying to lay flat in my bed and hold the books up like this and read it. That didn't work because I couldn't stay awake and I couldn't try to mark anything in it, and it was just frustrating, right? So I get here this morning, I'm thinking, okay, I will finish the Bible class. I can wing that one. And then I'll have a couple of hours, and then I can get ready for my other classes. So then I get a text from Bishop that he wasn't going to be here. And so I had to do this. And not only that, but he was taking my chapel guy, Ron, with him to drive him. So that meant I have to go to chapel too. And so I was wanting to get frustrated, my flesh was, okay? But Jesus wanted to make an appearing to me. Follow me? In that moment. He wanted me to see him as he is, so I could be like him, so that he would purify me and put to death my flesh. So I had to make a choice. All right? So I could say yes to his appearing, because he wanted to manifest himself to me right then. Okay? That's where it's played out. And I'll tell you a word he gave me before that. So I said, okay, Lord, I'd rather have you than this, and I'm not even going to think any more about it. So I dismissed it, you know. And sure enough, you know, right at 9 o'clock when I was supposed to be over here, Ron shows up and says, hey, we're not going to leave till 9:45. I'll go ahead and do chapel, you know, and you go on about your stuff. Okay? Do I believe that would have happened if I would have griped and complained about it? Probably not. You know, God already had the answer. Okay? But more importantly was the way he wanted to manifest himself to me, because as he is, so also are we in this world. Right? Now, I woke up this morning and this word popped up. I don't know how I got it. It was a dictionary word of the day from a German translation thing that I have a website for, a little app for, and the word was available. So the Lord's already speaking to me, Craig, I'm available for you today. All right? Then this word popped up from a dictionary word of the day, matriculate. Okay, I thought I might have known what the word matriculate meant, but I didn't. Because after I got here and found all that out and said yes to the Lord, the word matriculate or matriculated is like when you go to college and to earn a degree, right? And you sign up, you're matriculated. You're getting a degree. Okay? You see how that word fit? We're in college, y'all. We're in school. We're being matriculated. Right? We're earning a degree. What is the degree? Christ-likeness. Impossibility. Only Christ can be like Christ. You follow me? That's how he does it. We live it out. Always caring about in our bodies the dying of Jesus. What does that mean? So that the life of Jesus, moment by moment, there's a dying choice that you can make. And when you choose that dying, the life of Jesus living within you comes forth in you, through your personality, in your union with Him. Right? That's what it means. That's what it's like to live through Him. Because He's always like there, challenging us, like, let me live through you. Let me, you know. So, we're learning. And the grace of God is there for us, right? But isn't that so cool? God's love is manifested in us, in a person that God has sent His Son so that we, as the world, might learn to live through Him. And He says this, by this love is perfected with us, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world. That's not talking about the judgment of God or the judgment seat of Christ. His judgment was, because that word means to separate or distinguish. His judgment is to separate your flesh from your spirit, where you're one with Christ. That's how we live in this world. As He is, so also are we. We have confidence in the day of judgment, because when those moments arise, that's the judgment. What are you going to do? Right? When He judges and separates, He puts my flesh where it belongs, in the grave, and then life comes forth from Him, my spirit. And you know what follows that? He says this in John, my peace I give to you. He didn't say, I will give you peace. My peace I give you. It's His peace, right? And we can only experience His peace when He's ruling. Right? Now, I'll probably fail at this today, because, you know, you either get 100 or an F. You follow me? There's no A minus, B plus. You pass or fail. Right? A or F. And you'll have plenty of opportunities to do that today. Amen? But thank God that Jesus is always there wanting to make an appearance to you. And He's made it so simple, hasn't He? But it's so complicated, because your flesh is so strong. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.